The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good March morning, Washington. Glad to be with you. This is our 16th year on air here at WMAL, and I'm so thankful that I have the privilege of having this time to talk with you and share what my knowledge is, what's going on in the market today. I want to focus on Virginia and D.C. Last week, we talked a good bit about Maryland and how hot the market is there and how we handle our quiet listing. If you missed that show, go back and listen to last week's show. You can do so if you've got a podcasting service, whether it's Spotify or iHeartRadio or another one. Just search there for Eric Stewart Real Estate Radio. All right. You do not need to pay to be able to listen to podcasts. I'm happy that we have good and honest resources that you can call on. And we have a preferred vendor guide that we've created. It's just we give it out for free. It can be found on our website with good information on the contractors that we like, plumbers and electricians and so on. And if you're looking for that information, we can mail you a hard copy if you prefer that. And there's no cost to you, by the way. We'll mail that to you. Just request a copy of the preferred vendor guide at ericstewartgroup.com. You can send an email out to radio@ericstewartgroup.com with your address and email and your name, and we'll send that to you. I'm thrilled this morning to have Stuart Rosenthal join me. Stuart is an excellent resource as well. He publishes the Beacon newspaper, which is a free publication that can be found on basically in stands many places around the DMV. It's very widely distributed and also online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. I wanted to ask Stuart a couple of questions. This is a little bit off of our typical Beacon bits, but just want to hear how he is seeing the current environment within the senior industry, because he is touching many different resources. Lots of people come to him asking him for advice on what's happening and where we're going. And he always brings us something where I feel like every time he speaks, I find out some new cure for cancer, you know, or some great resource for how to invest money and double it in 5 days. Stuart, how are you?
I am well. But actually, you can do that with GameStop, but you're too late.
Right. Can you believe that? Was that not insane? We're talking about this stock and company called GameStop that was trading, I think, for $2.50 a share sometime in December and went as high as $530 and then dropped to $50. And you're on the wrong side of that, folks. You're in hurt and pain.
I don't recommend people get involved in those kinds of things at all. No.
Yeah.
What I was going to say in response to your original question is that I think a lot of older adults, like with everybody else, there's a lot of pent-up demand. We've all been locked away. We don't have companionship. It's very difficult doing things over. It's better than it could be without it, but with Zoom and whatnot, we can engage, but it's not quite the same. So there are people who are now starting to move into retirement communities. They figure in a way that's a safer place to be. They know people in retirement communities are getting the vaccine. They know that their staff are vaccinated. So I think there's gradually a return to people looking to move. But also, of course, a lot of people decided they want to stay where they are and never move. And so they've been remodeling their homes and things of that sort as well. So, I mean, this different people react in different ways, but there's definitely change in the air.
Yeah, interesting point there. I'm seeing quite a few clients who had put off the idea of moving, who have now consummated that transaction, are in the process of making the move. One such place is called The Village at Rockville, and I did a tour over at The Village of Rockville, which is off Scott Drive in Rockville, Maryland. And there are many CCRCs, continuing care retirement communities. They're sometimes called life plan communities, which provide independent, assisted, and also memory care. And there's some nonprofit and some for-profit. And there's, again, many around the Beltway, from Vincent Hall and McLean to Knollwood in D.C. to Ingleside Communities to Asbury to this one at the Village of Rockville. Now, they have just developed a brand new building called Glenmere that I did a tour of, and it's sited overlooking a golf course off of Glen Mill Road. And the way the architect envisioned it and the way that you walk through the building, it feels honestly like something out of Colorado or someplace. It's just got this great earthy feel. broken up by big windows that look out into the sky and out onto the grounds, and very nice construction job. And I would highly recommend a visit at the Village of Rockville. And you can talk to Lauren Selby over at the Village of Rockville if you would like to get a tour there. In fact, I'm going to give their phone number out. And if you're interested, if you're thinking, hey, I'd like to go out. Look, folks, they just gave every person 2 weeks ago, they gave every person in the community and everybody moving in vaccines. They were so ahead of the game on this. So if you are interested, I'll give you that phone number actually in just a second. I'm pulling that up. Stuart, this move now, this transition, this freedom now that we're starting to see is going to unlock more houses, I feel, is going to unlock more houses, bring a little more inventory into the marketplace. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I understand it from friends of mine as well. You know, it's a really a tough market. I mean, it's just the houses get snapped up so fast, you can't find things that you want before they're gone. So, I mean, it seems like we need more houses in the inventory just to meet the demand of people, new families, as well as people moving, downsizing or whatever else they want to do. But I'm glad to hear that you think there'll be some additional stock in the market. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. We're in such a razor sharp edge right now of inventory that the demand is driving prices higher. We're seeing this in Virginia, in Vienna. We're seeing this in Herndon. We're seeing this in Oak Hill. We're seeing this in McLean and Great Falls and Arlington, really Alexandria too. It's just kind of
in Silver Spring. We're seeing it there too.
Yeah, right. So in some cases, we're seeing prices go up by a solid 10%, some cases by 15%, some cases by 6 or 7%. We just sold a home that we listed for $950 at $1,010,000, and the house would have sold for $850 a year ago. Uh-huh. So in 1 year, so a year ago would be like this time last year, $850 probably would have been about the mark just before COVID came in. When COVID came in and shut everything down, it caused an exacerbation of fear that locked a lot of our homeowners in place to not move, to stay put, which constricted the market supply. So when we got into May and got into June, there was just this engine. It just started picking up speed faster and faster and faster. And boy, I mean, August, September, and October of last year were so contradictory to typical experience where the market was jumping higher. I listed a house for this is a good example. Listed a home for $980 in February last year. No interest. A mention of maybe $950 with the homeowner. Guess what happened? We listed it for $960 in August, generated four or five offers, and sold for $1,026,000. So the difference between February and August was so dramatic. I mean, easily $75,000, maybe $100,000 difference at that point. Even now, I think that house would probably sell for $1,050,000, $1,060,000, $1,070,000. I don't know exactly, but it's very exciting, very difficult for buyers currently. I hope that we see a little bit more equilibrium for the buyers, but for the sellers, this is a great time. I'm loving being a listing agent. Mm-hmm. And I always like to look at the arc in time. It's where are we right at this moment? And where are we pricing? We put a home on the market for $1,350,000 a couple weeks ago, multiple offers above asking. And that house, it was way higher than just a year ago, maybe $150,000 higher, maybe $200,000 higher. So demand is there. Anyway, so I'm hopeful, Stuart, that we're going to see more inventory come in for the buyers that we have who are struggling. And for our sellers, I hope that the market remains robust. My expectation is we're going to see prices firm all through the spring, and it's going to be an excellent time. Folks, if you're thinking of selling, we really do appreciate your considering us at the Eric Stuart Group of Long & Foster. This is our toll-free number. Please write this down now. 1-800-900-9104. That's 1-800-900-9104. Call us today and schedule a time for a no obligation visit to your home to tell you what your home's worth and how we would market and sell it. You might be interviewing a couple of realtors. Great. Let us be the third. Let us just come in and just see how we can work, and let's talk. You can also go to ericstuartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal, who, as you know, is here, is going to share a little bit of what he's got going on in his current issue. Stuart, tell us what's going on.
Oh, well, we have an interesting article for people who are trying to lose weight. You know, normally when you're sort of, you've been sitting around in this COVID time, people are like noshing a lot during the day and they don't have as much exercise, they're putting on some weight. So normally you see an article about how to lose weight. It tells you don't eat this, don't eat that. This is a great article. This article says 10 things you should eat every week. Okay. And they're not okay. Bad things. They're really good things. Okay. Two things that you need to focus on. One is fiber. Fiber is very important in general for our digestion, but it also slows our digestion and keeps us feeling fuller longer. So good ways of getting some additional fiber, chia seeds. 2 tablespoons of chia seeds satisfies 40% of your daily fiber needs. There's also, of course, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli and cauliflower, that kind of thing. And then whole grains, which are all also good for you in terms of that. The other general area of food good to have is fats and proteins, healthy fats, of course. And what combines good, healthy fats with proteins? Well, that's fish, salmon, tuna, sardines. Those are really good for you in that way. And so are nuts, but nuts are really high in calorie too. So a great idea for nuts, if you like pistachios, eat them before they're shelled. Take in the shell pistachios. And that way you take the time to break them open, to eat the nuts, maybe suck on the salt from the shell a little bit, and it makes it into a more of an experience and spreads it out over time. And you don't just take a handful of nuts and pop them in your mouth and swallow them at once. It's a more satisfying way of getting that kind of protein and fat. It'll keep you full longer.
So Stuart is also recommending that you take pieces of chocolate, put them into encased nut shells so that it's more difficult to eat them and you can really take more time to enjoy them. Stuart?
Well, you think you're joking, but the truth is the 10th item on the list is chocolate. It's there too.
My sister, Heather, she noshes little bites of chocolate as she eats them. That's a
great idea.
Good idea, right? Well, folks, we're out of time. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more of The Eric Stuart Show. Stay with me.